Oklahoma City is considering upgrades to the Riversport Rafting Park, details on a pay increase for people who run election days, and the city of Bartlesville is making some changes to its water plant. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, July 15th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Unspent MAPS 3 money may go toward improvements at a popular Oklahoma City whitewater rafting park that's being eyed for the 2028 Olympics. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports.
The funds would be used to update Riversport Rapids. Oklahoma City MAPS advisors have recommended diverting $3 million from the MAPS 3 Convention Center budget to the city's Public Works Department for the improvements. Councilman Todd Stone.
So it needs some repairs to the system that holds what we call the rapid blocks, the blue blocks that you see that make the rapids.
The system is completely submerged in water, and after 8 years, Stone says corrosion problems have surfaced. The Volunteer Oversight Committee also recommended allocating nearly $685,000 for a feasibility study and a master plan to explore other improvements at the site. Oklahoma City Council will take up the resolution to transfer the funds Tuesday. I'm Nick Daniels.
A new entertainment district in Norman that includes an arena for OU athletics remains in limbo. KGOU's Logan Layden reports. One Norman City Council member says not to expect any movement by the council anytime soon.
Late last week, a Cleveland County judge blocked a non-binding vote of the public on whether the city council should approve diverting hundreds of millions of tax dollars toward the new entertainment district. Now, on his Facebook page, council member Michael Nash says there's much more for the developers to do before the city council takes up the issue. So, from being on the verge of approving the new entertainment district to putting it up for a vote that was then struck down, whether Norman will move forward with a replacement for the Lloyd Noble Center for OU basketball and for gymnastics, and all of the ambitious plans for restaurants, concerts, and other businesses is very much up in the air. I'm Logan Layden.
Oklahoma poll workers are getting a raise. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports lawmakers and election officials are hopeful the pay bump will ensure plenty of workers are available to run elections.
It's a 100% pay raise, and it kicked in July 1st, thanks to last year's bipartisan Senate Bill 290. That means Oklahomans who volunteered to collect ballots and voting machines, set up polling stations, monitor them, and then deliver cast votes to their county election boards can earn up to $225 for a long 12-hour shift. Misha Moore is a spokesperson for the state election board.
Certainly, anyone who does take this position must be willing and able to work long hours, have reliable transportation, and work in the county where they are registered to vote.
Moore says she knows the job isn't for everyone, but it's at least rewarding and important work. And now, there's a $200-plus cherry on top to sweeten the deal. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
People who live in Bartlesville may notice their water smells a little different than normal. But as Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler reports, it's all part of the plan. Starting today, the city is tweaking its disinfection process.
Bartlesville is switching the main chemical it uses to disinfect water for at least the next 6 weeks. It's kind of like shocking a pool with chlorine, a part of normal preventative maintenance you do when the first signs of imbalance appear. In Bartlesville's case, those signs are microbes detected in a remote part of its water system. City officials emphasize the water is in compliance with state and federal standards, and it will remain safe to drink throughout the conversion process. It just might smell a little chloriney or look a little cloudy over the coming weeks. The city warns that people using tap water for dialysis should consult with their doctors, and people with aquariums should keep an eye on chlorine levels too. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.